If you live in Yerushalayim, if you live in outside of Yerushalayim, there's a rule. What do you keep? You keep the 14th or the 15th? You choose one. It's not good to choose both. The minhag is to choose one. Mm. Yeah? And it goes by, where are you? When the sun, when Alot HaShachar, when the dawn, it's called? At dawn. Where are you? If you're at dawn in the 14th, in the place where it's 14, that's where you keep it. You keep it 14. Unless you're on the way to the 15th, and there was a huge traffic jam, and you're stuck now, but you're not planning in the 14th, you want to be in the 15th, then you can keep the 15th. You don't have to keep the 14th. Because you were planning on being in the 15th, you tried to get there, and stuff, something happened on the way. Okay? But otherwise, it goes by where you are in the morning. Okay? So if someone, he wants to keep the 15th, yeah, and he goes out to Yerushalayim for a party on 14th night. It happens like that. Okay? And then he falls asleep over there and he gets up in the morning. He has to keep the 14th. Why? He's in the 14th right now. He woke up. It's morning. It's in the 14th. He has a problem. Yeah? He didn't hear last night. But again, maybe he'll keep a little bit the 14th, also the 15th. Okay? Make sure to keep one. Okay? You keeping the 15th?
So you're giving the girl a choice. So when you say keep the 14th or the 15th,
meaning?
How does that relate to when you're supposed to hear the girl a choice?
Twice. And either 14th night and morning or 15th night and morning. Okay? For example, this year, people who keep the 14th, they'll be hearing it on Tuesday night and on Wednesday morning. People who keep the 15th in Yerushalayim, they'll be hearing it on Wednesday night and Thursday morning. That's when we're going to be keeping it here in Yerushalayim.
You mean Thursday night, Friday morning?
Oh, yeah. I confused. I'm sorry. Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and Friday, and Thursday night, Friday morning. Right.
So, I live in a front, so whatever the custom is in a front.
They do the 14th in the front. Okay? But that means that on Thursday night and Wednesday night, you have to make sure to be in the flat and hear the Megillah. And even if you leave, for whatever reason, you go to Yerushalayim, and you're going to buy things, I don't know what. Right? Your wife wants to buy things, the last thing for Shalach Manas, and the stores are closed, and Yerushalayim is Rami Levi till midnight. Oh, you also have Rami Levi by you. Okay? So let's say whatever happens, you go to Yerushalayim for whatever reason, come back to Efrat, leave Yerushalayim before dawn. That's the main idea. Try to make it. That's what we do. Set up. And let's say you live in Yerushalayim, you're invited to Purim Seuda on Thursday afternoon somewhere. Ken?
You know what happened with us? We were stuck in traffic. So we missed the shul, the Gila reading, so we had to go somewhere else.
Ken? So you have to make sure to read that night. I don't do that anymore. I stay in Yerushalayim as though. If anyone wants to see me, you can come to me. I'm not going anywhere. My parents asked me to come. There's a Purim Seuda, I can't. And you come back late with the kids, and you have to find out Megillah Laney, like you said, all kinds of. You want to enjoy yourself, you don't want to be under pressure. So we keep the 15th, we're in your time. You keep the 5th, you keep the 14th. Set up. Good.
Now, what about costumes?
What about them?
When do you put them on?
Not for the Megillah Laney.
That's what I need to know.
For Megillah Laney, you wear Shabbos clothing. It's halacha. For Megillah Laney, you wear Shabbos clothing. If you want to put on a funny hat, fine, but don't dress up. Can you dress up afterwards in the Purim Seuda? You could dress up. When you go give people Shalach Manas, you could wear.
Or the Shul of Baltimore, was that river wild?
That's not the halacha.
Really?
Yeah, halacha is you wear Shabbos clothing.
But we did whatever the Gabbai did.
The Gabbai is not the rabbi. What? The Gabbai is not the rabbi.
He was the Gabbai forever. The rabbi never said, don't do that.
You're not over on Allah. It's not an avail.
I mean, it's not
the
like
minhag is to go to the Megillah Laney with Shabbos clothing. You want to wear a nose? Okay, so put on also a nose. But the clothing should be Shabbos. Everyone is obligated to read the Megillah. Men, women, gerim, people, converts, people who are slaves that they had in time, slaves that they were going,
What about people involved in conversion? They're not Jewish.
They're not obligated to hear.
No.
Could hear. Yeah. Obligated to hear. Also, kids which are able to sit down and listen and not make balagan too much, they also have a mitzvah to bring them to shul, they should hear. Okay, why are women obligated also? Because they also are part of the miracle. Esther Amalka, main part of the miracle. Okay. And if women cannot come, so they should make them, their husband should read for them. Anyone here can read the Megillah from a kosher. If you know how to read the words properly, even without the trup, you're allowed to read the Megillah. For your wife, it says that she could follow in a book, and if she knows how to read, right? And she'll see if you're pronouncing it correctly. If not, she'll correct you. And you can learn from her, from any Megillah, from a neighbor, and by yeah. Okay? If you were. No. אחד הקורא ואחד השומע מן הקורא צדיק חבותה. Whether you're the one who's reading or you're the one who's hearing the reader, you're yotze. It's a good. Okay. והוא שישה משוחה בקריאתה. But you have to hear it from someone who himself is obligated to lean. If he's not obligated to lean, like we said, if he's kept the 14th and now he came to Yerushalayim and it's the 15th, now he's going to lean for you, it's a problem, but he's not chaya. Or if he's keeping the 15th, and he came to outside of Yerushalayim and he's going to lean for you, it's a problem. Because he's not chayav, only the next day. And he's not planning to be chayav, he's not chayav. Or, if the one who's reading is deaf, we're talking about deaf and mute together. If the one who's reading, he's under 13. The one who's reading is insane. Okay? They are all not obligated to lean, and therefore, they can't lean for you.
Now, what if they've already leaned?
You're not yet. You have to hear it from somewhere else. Well, you ever heard from a mute? Never heard from a mute.
No. I'm saying if someone who's laning has already laned three or four times.
What?
Someone who's laned the Megillah read has already said it four or five times.
No problem. He's obligated that day. It's okay. Of course he could do that. Point is, someone who wasn't not obligated today at all. Nope. So, a woman who did not hear the Megillah laning, there's no one else who's going to read it for her. She's alone now and she has the Megillah with her. She can lane for herself. For herself and for her friends, too. She doesn't have to know the trup. She has to know how to read the words correctly. And if she doesn't know how to read the words correctly, you have someone, a friend of hers next to her with the chumash, who sees how to read the words correctly, and then she can read. And they make a bracha and everything. But the chatchila, a man should read for the woman. A woman definitely cannot read for a man. Yeah?
But a woman can read for a woman.
If there's no other men around. If there's men around, they should read for the women. But a woman, yeah, she could read for herself.
And now there's that debate now. You get the liberal side and the...
What kind of rab? You know how you say rabbis in Hebrew?
No.
Rabbanim. You know the rabbanim.
Yeah.
If you divide the word into two, it comes out to Ra-Banim, bad boys. Ra-Banim, bad boys.
So they've lost their way too.
Yeah. If you have your own Megillah, you have your own Megillah?
No.
You have your own Megillah?
I got an large print.
Not your own Megillah.
No, but it's I have a special large print.
Very good. So if you have your own Megillah, it's good to have one. Then you could read, following along with the Chazan, not even whisper, just saying the words without even hearing anything. Right. And then, even if you didn't hear from the Chazan, you read from the Kosher Megillah, your Yotze. But if you don't have a Kosher Megillah, you have to be silent completely. And just to hear from the Chazan, every single word. And if you don't hear even one word, you're not Yotze. But the truth is that you could say, even with, if you don't have a Kosher Megillah, until a certain percentage of words, you could say in the Chumash. Till 50%. 49% you could read outside. The other 51% you have to read from the Megillah or hear from the Megillah. So
the arts form Megillah doesn't count?
No, seder for 49% this counts. The rest doesn't count anymore. So, קורא האדם את המגילה בין עומד בין יושב. ולכל הציבור יושב, התחילה לפני כבוד הציבור, ואסור לך לקרוא את המגילה עד שאומרים לו, you can read the Megillah sitting up, standing, sitting up. Sitting down, standing up, doesn't make a difference. But, the chazan, the person who was reading, in public, with 10 men and up, more, he's supposed to stand if he's able to. If it's a very old person, and everyone wants him to lay, and he can't stand, or an ill person, of course he could sit. Not an avela. But it's the kavod of the tzibur that the chazan stands. At home, when you're laying for women, or privately, if it's less than, or if it's less than 10 people, you could sit. If it's more than 10, you stand. Okay. Now, you can even make, it says the halacha, you can make a choir at the tilling. A whole choir that leans together. With voices and everything. As long as everyone can hear every word.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
No. But the Mishabu brings down, are you allowed to? A Megillah, as long as 51% of it is written, and it's not missing a whole portion in the middle, meaning it's missing a line here, a line there, it's kosher. But if it's not missing a lot, but it's missing like a whole paragraph over there, then it's pasul. Or if it's missing not a whole paragraph, but too many psukim, more than 49%, that's kosher. So a Megillah to be puzzled is very difficult. It's going really extreme.
What about yearning?
What?
What about the concept of yearning?
Yearning?
Let's say you yearn to hear the Megillah being read, but you're not able to get to a Megillah. Is the yearning enough? Does that make yotzi because you yearn for it?
No, you take a chumash and you read it from the chumash. Without a bracha. I did that also. I was in a place once without a Megillah. Yeah, without a Megillah. Okay.
So yearning doesn't substitute. You have to.
If you have no other way, and just the yearning, so fine. So yearning is good.
It's an interesting concept that goes like that in terms of yearning for something.
Yeah, of course. It's not only Breslov, it's the Gemara says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a person who wanted to do a mitzvah and he wasn't able to, it's considered as if he's done. It's not a blessed concept. A Bain who talks about, a lot about the will and the yearning, but it's from the Gemara. A Bain has no chidushim, no, nothing new in blessed, nothing. There's emphasis.
Yes.
He emphasizes tefillah and emunah and things, but there's no. He didn't make up anything. Not even bother do it. Not looking at the good points. Nothing is this thing. It's just
you just emphasize certain things that were already there.
Okay. Nothing is there. If a person started reading the Megillah and he stopped in the middle, fell asleep, dozed off. He's reading for himself and he fell asleep. And half an hour later, where was I? Well, this side, yeah, he remembers where he was. He continued. And if he talks, he could also continue. But they tell him, shh, don't talk.
He would never do that in front of the congregation.
Actually, they'll fire him on the spot.
No, but the Gavite has to shush people and tell them to stop with the noisemakers and the firecrackers.
Yeah. Top. Now, you have to read the Megillah in order. You can't read two psukim and skip one and go back, read that one that you missed. You go back to the one you missed, you go on from there. Yeah. Someone who reads the Megillah by heart is not yet
You mean he's not looking at it?
Yeah, I know the whole thing by heart, I think, or most of it at least. When you see it, when you hear it, trust me. Long, but I prepared it so well for last year. I read it in front of a lot of people. And I read it so many times in my life already. I'm young, but I read it many, many times. Like those Baruch Hu, which read it over, I did that also. I read it many, many times. So it's nice, the story, it's nice tune, and it's happy. So it's things that stay in your heart, you know? Things that you like stick. Yeah. To see my daughter, she's 2.5. And she sings Shabbos songs, a little bit. We say, we do, Yonna Matzah B'manoch, you know the song? Yonna Matzah B'manoch, ay, 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 you know the song? So we do Yonna Matzah B'manoch, we do Yonna Matzah B'manoch, she does, ay, ay, ay. Very cute. Yeah, something that they like, and there's chocolates on the table, and we give them out, and this, so they're excited about it, so they remember all the words very well, all the tunes. You have to make them love the Judaism, love the how it is.
You know, in today's world, it's very interesting. When I was growing up as a kid, and we would like bring a cap gun into shul, shoot it, you know, during the
how months?
Month. But today, I would be like very hesitant to allow anything that would go boom.
It's scary. In shul. Yeah, Vowers speaks about it all the time. Those little things that don't make a lot of noise, but things that can make besides the fact that they're dangerous, all these firecrackers are very dangerous.
I did a post last year about the fire dangers of the caps.
Of the caps?
Those things that pop.
Capsonium
are dangerous?
Yeah. Third degree burns.
How come to Israel?
Here we're talking about bazookas, you know? Could you fire bazookas in shul? That direction.
Actually,
the boom goes on here, the hit goes on there. Could shoot it from this window right here.
No, from our shul, you probably do it next to it. You'd hit the UN building, and if you aim right, you could probably hit that neighborhood we don't want around anymore. The one that all the
we want the neighborhood around. We don't want the people in the neighborhood around.
All the heirs.
Our cousins. Yeah.
I always call them our cousins.
What? Is it?
I always refer to them as our cousins.
Yeah, that's what we call them here in the country also. Mredadim. You let her read the Megillah in other languages, but you have to have a kosher Megillah written.
Oh, that's interesting, in that language.
And only the people which understand that language are Yaitz.
What?
Are yotz they're yotz to the mitzvah, as opposed to.
Have you seen them written in other languages?
No, but I never saw. But it's allowed. And I don't know how do you write it exactly. Or you write it in foreign letters or in Hebrew letters in this. I don't know. But
Sefer Torahs are the same way. They have to be written.
No, in Hebrew. Kirat Shema has to be in Hebrew. Birkat HaMazon doesn't have to be in Hebrew. All the brachas, they don't have to be in Hebrew. You can say them in English. Yeah. Tov. Beseder. So we're going to see more of B'zad Hashem. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow, Yom Shlishi.